coming to you live from the Temple of Jakuz. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And not this week, unfortunately, Matt, unless he makes a surprise appearance. But he will be listening, so remember that.
Listen along with Matt.
Yeah, Matt's right there with you.
Listen as Matt would listen.
Yes, very intently. Probably not. He's probably has a record player going, and he's just like has it way in the background.
Netflix is going, records spinning.
Yeah, yep. He's like, oh, I listened.
Yeah, he's cooking a Hot Pocket right now.
So Matt's day job as an industry leader at the Tioga Square Beer Garden downtown Fresno, they had a concert going on tonight, so he had to be there. So, unfortunately, we don't have Matt for you, our industry insider.
Yep. So we'll get everything wrong.
Yep, we're going to get everything wrong next hour and a half or so. We're also going to give you some beer releases to look out for. Talk about what we were drinking this past week and some beer news or culture news we'll talk about. And then our listeners really will be the third host this week, as they usually are, and tell us what's going on around North America and their beer world. I'm waiting for an international voice. Have we had an international voice? No, yeah. We've had
from Wales.
Wales.
We're assuming that's international.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still not sure exactly.
Yeah.
Could technically be in Canada or not sure.
Yeah. Basically. And it's like Greenland.
It's like Greenland, which is ice, and ice is Greenland.
But we'll welcome everybody contributing to the show.
Where was the other listener from? Guy.
Guy?
He was another Englishman.
Oh, yeah. He was somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Damn it.
He ended up here than...
Yeah, it was like at Russian River, and he's like, he's like going there more than we do. We're like, sorry, bro.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, come on, man. So, tailgating before we started the show, we just had one tailgate beer. Kind of starting late, so we had to crush it all, because we're out on, in case you haven't heard, regular listener, like, what's all that noise? There's a cricket. For
he's
one.
Getting after it tonight.
Yeah, he is on fire with this cricketing. But we're outside because the studio, we were complaining so much about the studio last week that I set up an impromptu studio on the outside here. So we've got the roaches running around, we've got crickets.
Yep. Pretending there's no Zika mosquitoes out here tonight.
No. There hasn't one shown up yet, knock on wood. Oh, and the motion sensor light just turned off on us. We are in the dark right now. Louis, could you run around or something?
This is like when you're in the restroom and it goes out and you're pooping.
Yep. We'll just go with this, I guess, apparently. Louis, come on. Do something good for once. Oh, yeah. Have Nick walk around. He's tall. He'll get the motion sensor light going. There's like, I had another light set up, but it was just like, seemed like overkill. All right, now we're back. Nick was able to get the motion sensor on. And we're a professional podcast. I'm a podcast veteran. I've been podcasting for 15 years. Can't tell.
That's right. Motion lights. That's a way to spice things up in the podcast.
Spicing it up. When you don't have Matt, you got to figure out something. So we had that tailgate beer from XL Payroll donated to the show. It's from a brewer I wasn't sure of unless XL sent this to us before. Hop and Frog Brewing Company out of Akron, Ohio. It was a Tower Tuesday Series Infusion Coffee Porter.
Akron. I'm sure Matt would insert Dan Auerbach reference here.
So I thought that was pretty good. Nick,
more of a
porter aficionado.
Heavy on the chocolate, heavy on the coffee,
mm-hmm.
Light chocolate on the roastiness. Sure. Very enjoyable in 110,000 degrees. Not enough to make me jump in the pool yet, though.
Yep. Yeah, we are poolside. That pool is a mere couple feet from behind Nick's back. Uh-huh. He could go in there at any minute.
Yep. I've removed my wallet and phone from my pockets.
Just in case.
Just in case. Because I know Louie's going to lay down right next to me, and I'm going to get up to go take a pee and trip right on him and fall in the pool.
I love golf!
Oh, that's still working, even on the outside. This is a listener-donated crawler.
Kushnog.
Knock? I think it's a C. Is it a C or a G? Kushnog sounds better, but it looks Gushnog? Like a C. Is it a C or a G?
I don't know.
I think it's Kushnok.
It could be interpreted either way.
Yeah.
Kushnok Brewing Company. Cargo shorts. Yes.
I'm from Augusta, Maine, and this is donated to the show.
Is it written on here?
Yeah.
Where you put
Colton
it?
Is oh, Colton. Colton.
It is Colton. It's yeah. On the top. I'm using my can-shaped
one
glass.
One of our new Golden Gods, Colton. He donated 4 crawlers.
Jesus, we got some drinking to do.
And some merch, so.
Merch.
That's pretty big time, Colton. Thank you.
What is your shorts preference? Are cargo shorts your go-to? Are you still rocking jorts from the 90s?
Cargo shorts are out, bro.
You still rocking some
jorts?
Are you
wearing cargo shorts right now? No, you're wearing your trunks.
I got my swimming apparatus.
Nobody wears cargo shorts, bro. Those are out. You wear the nice thin shorts now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is, doesn't say the style.
Where do you keep your tater tots?
I got pocket.
Tots pockets.
It doesn't say the style, but I'm guessing it's a IPA.
I wouldn't go hazy. I'd go unfiltered.
Foggy?
Foggy. Foggish. Plan A.
There's leaves falling around us. Awesome name.
Yeah, it's still got some carb bite to it. It's not that pillowy softness you guys always talk about.
Cargo shorts. There's 2 cargo shorts and they are not Kushnok. There you go. There you go. Kushnok. Kushnok. Is they calling it a session IPA, India session ale. Session IPA.
I don't know. It's 5.2. Is that sesh, bro?
I guess. Session IPA, yeah. This would be one where people would get mad. I'm like, just call the pail.
So are you judging them by their pail then? Are you judging Kushnok right now?
Mm-hmm. That this I'm is judging, a pail? And this is good. This is a good beer. Maine. There is a lot. After Colton sent this, I started, I friended Kushnok and
good job.
Started looking around. And then, like on Instagram, it'll pop up. A bunch of similar stuff will pop up. So all these Maine brewers started popping up. And I was like, oh, look at that. They're pretty loaded. That Portland, Maine's pretty stacked out there. I mean, I know that they're a known entity as a beer city, but, there's a lot going on over there in Maine.
What?
And not just Maine Brewing Company.
This is where again? This is Portland, Maine?
No, it's not Portland. It's Augusta.
Augusta.
Augusta, Maine.
I don't know where I heard Portland from.
I said it.
Augusta.
Augusta. This is damn good. Good damn. Cargo shorts.
So you like cargo shorts?
Yeah. Well... not anymore. Just in beer form. Just like pineapple. Not on pizza, but alone is in my beer is fine. Don't mind it. So what we got with the culture?
You looking at me?
I'm looking at you.
So
we're all off in this odd studio right now.
Yeah.
We're a little off our game.
We got a little different.
Yeah, no Matt, and we're in a different setting.
We got a shake up. I, for one, am enjoying the greenery. I'm waiting for the Jungle Cruise to pull around any moment.
Yep. I may have played that game with my daughter in the pool before.
Oh, man.
Try to do all my best Jungle Cruise jokes.
Yeah. What's your favorite Jungle Cruise joke?
I don't know. Oh. Everybody, like every captain has to do the back of the water
backside
joke.
Of water.
Backside yeah. of water joke. And then there's all the head, when you get down towards the end, then there's the head, the guy shooting the darts, headless, yes. and the head, or the head shrinking, head shrink, there's all the head shrink jokes.
Yeah. You don't try and outwit him, you'll never get ahead.
Sorry. I guess that deserves a... It deserves one of these. Oh. Yes.
Just went the way of guys. Nice. So, apparently, one of us here at the Perfect Pour is okay with a bowl of IPA.
I almost brought one out, too.
You son of a bitch.
I have similar bowls. Go ahead, please.
So, I looked at this and went, this is ridiculous. Why, what in the hell are these hipsters doing now? Went full on, get off my lawn. I was like, great. First the hazies, now bowls of IPA.
Explain this?
Oh, so, a brewery... Back Channel Brewing?
Yes, that's it. Back Channel.
Back Channel Brewing is serving their very aromatic IPAs.
I think they're
limited release.
Are they in Minnesota or Wisconsin or somewhere around the lakes?
And they're saying put it in a bowl for an aroma enhancement.
They seem to be serious.
So you don't think it's just a marketing ploy?
Well, it is, but also like they're
Spring
not,
Park, Minnesota.
Okay, yeah, that it is, but like they also were serious about it. I think like they're just like they weren't like ha ha. They were like super serious about it, but they're also like this is a real thing. You can order a bowl, have your IPA because they're just all, you know like hey, we all enjoy these aroma IPAs. So, and everyone wants to stick their face in the aroma.
Apparently.
So we got a bowl for it. So you can order, they have a specific bowl, an IPA bowl, which is like a glass bowl.
Yeah, they used a clear glass bowl, which is kind of worse somehow. I don't know why. But they said, we've heard a lot of comments that our IPA smells so good, you can't get it close enough to your face. Well, we're changing that. So they said, screw you glasses. We're going to bowls.
Nice. I have like a similar shape. But I was looking at the shape. I was like, I got a couple bowls that are shaped like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it on my own.
Yeah. Is that?
You can't stop me.
All right, will you?
I won't use the Perfect Pour account. I'll use Mikey Top Pour account so I don't taint.
No, I don't care. Pour. I thought it was funny that I was angry at it. And here we are representing it.
I'm surprised nobody thought of it before.
Will you drink your 805 on 805 to have a bowl?
Sure. Gotta spice it up. I mean, it's 805. Gotta do something.
Like the last little bit of milk in the cereal?
Yeah, put some 805 in there. Lactose 805.
Lactose 805. Ooh. What would be your adjunct?
What 805 cereal, adjunct.
What cereal are you adding to your 805?
Lucky Charms?
Wow. I did not see that coming.
What was it? Damn it. Where were we? There was a Captain Crunch. Oh, there's a Captain Crunch Slurpee or Crunch Berry. Yes, berries.
They took the berry flavor.
Yeah,
right?
The Berry Crunch Berry Slurpees. I was like, holy crap.
Did you know on Amazon you could order just a bag of Lucky Charms marshmallows?
Oh my God. Don't tell me that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to have it. Or my daughter's going to have it.
If only you could get rid of the cereal.
I'll have to hide it.
Somebody.
Yeah,
you.
I know. My method for eating Lucky Charms is to eat all the cereal first, just to sacrifice, like, I got to eat all this. Mm-hmm. And then I'm left with the bowl of marshmallows.
There's your reward. Wonderful.
Yeah. I'm like, good job, Mike.
You're successful in weeding out all the cereal part.
Now you get the marshmallows.
and marshmallow milk.
Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of pineapple, there's a segue to three topics ago. You ever heard of the band The Dirty Heads?
I have.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you what song they do, but I've heard of them.
Yeah. Just think of a less great version of Sublime and you have The Dirty Heads.
Oh, God.
And have you ever heard of Four Sons Brewing?
I have.
At the Huntington Beach?
Yeah.
Beach.
I was going to say LA area.
They are collaborating on a pineapple session ale.
Okay.
Wait. You know what? Let me check this really quick. Uh-oh. Sorry.
Double checking. I think I'm in so far. I cannot stand pineapple on my pizza because it's weird, but I will totally fine with it in my pails and IPAs if it's done well. Because come on, you pineapple on pizza people. It's not right. It's a fruit that should be cold and it's squishy and it's on the pizza and it's not
it's
right.
Not squishy.
Yeah, it's like mealy, gooey, like it's not hard, like rough, tough.
It's not like gummy pineapples.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On the pizza. It's just, it's not right.
Okay, so I had to go back because it is they call it a session ale with pineapple. But at one point I was reading something, I thought they said it was a lager, a light lager. So I don't know how it could be a session ale.
And a
session lager with pineapple all at the same time. So I'm not sure which
it is. At one point in its fermentation, it was a lager. And they're like, oh, shit. It's starting to turn ale-y.
It got a little too warm. We didn't cold transfer it cold enough.
Forgot the cold transfer.
So anyways, the 27th of July will be the release for this collaboration beer. They call it Dirty Heads Vacation. And I guess the Dirty Heads will actually be there.
Oh. Where else are they have to be?
Where else, yeah.
Like, obviously. Oh, we'll show up for that. You don't have to. No, we'll be there.
I want to say they've...
Okay, you guys can hang out. No, we'll play. Okay.
We're all out of power.
Oh, and there goes the light again.
We'll just keep waving.
15 minutes or so.
Is that how long it's been? Louis, get up.
Louis, walk around. The funny thing is this... So we're out in the corner of my house, in the back corner of my yard, and this security light sensor will go off randomly, and I never can find out why. And it's not because of the wind. There is a fox that lives around here, and once in a while a cat, but it's like, I never can find any evidence of anything walking through. And then finally Nick got it, and it was not easy. So, it's a mystery. I got a mystery around there. Professional podcast.
Geographic anomaly. So there's that, pineapple in beer. Good.
Yep, it is good.
We have a sort of a buyout happening.
Uh-oh. I saw a buzz from the listeners about this one.
Maybe
if it's the one you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, so Three Weavers out of Los Angeles.
Three Weavers. Sorry, I have to do it every time.
Okay, better you than me. So they have
cargo shorts. Good.
Cargo shorts.
What do you think of this cargo shorts?
I like it.
All right.
I like it. It's not... If it is a hazy, it is not drinking like a hazy.
No. Yeah, it's drinking like a IPA.
Yes. Unfiltered.
Right.
IPA. Unfiltered IPA pale ale. So they have... See, this is where the wording... I don't know if they're effing with us or... I'm just not smart enough, but they're collaborating. This is all a collaboration. It's not an investment anymore or a buyout.
Yeah.
They're collaborating with the Canarchy.
It's fine because it's a collab, guys.
Yeah. So Canarchy Collaborative is the group that has invested in Oscar Blues and Cigar City. and blah, blah, blah.
The others.
And it's invested by that fireman investment group.
Oh, yeah.
So they're saying they're doing this for the good of independent beer. So they're claiming they're independent.
They can grow.
Even though they've been invested into by a financial institution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's some wordplay happening. They're,
I don't think so.
They're still not ABI money, but they're somebody else's money. So I don't know where the line is exactly on this or how much they've been invested into by this.
Yeah. Well, there's the 25%. If you want to stay craft beer, you got to be, you got to own 75%, or would it be 74% of your brewery? I don't know what their percentages are. I should know this, and I feel like I do, but if an investment group owns more than 25%, is that still craft beer? As far as by the Brewers Association?
I haven't looked it up in a while. I don't remember how they termed
that. Because it's 25%, but it's like, but what if it's an investor?
Right, what if it's a non-beer entity?
Right, owns more than 25%.
Yeah. Is it
not craft beer anymore? And they never say like how much, do they? They never say.
They don't want to tread that line
right.
anymore.
Which like Firestone will never say how much they still own. Which you just like if they're not going to say, then you know it's above 25%.
Right.
So
yeah. Otherwise, they'd be using it for their marketing advantage.
Right. That just kind of becomes that group doesn't necessarily bother me, but it becomes like now Three Weavers or Oscar Blues, that becomes situational for me. If a brewery, even an investment group, owns a large part or something, I'm still gonna be like, I'm not gonna be never gonna buy it, but it just becomes less fun for me now. I'm just like, I'll just get somebody that's truly 100% independent, and if Oscar Blues is there and I got $3 and Oscar Blues is $3, I'll buy Oscar Blues. I don't care. But if I got $3 and I see Golden Road, I'm not gonna buy it. I'm just like, I'll just get a water.
Yeah.
So that's where my line is, I guess. It turns in investment group beer turns into situational beer for me.
Well, I think they have craft beer's interest at heart on this.
Yeah.
The way it reads is they want to do good for craft beer, and they're not invested in by the ones we really, really dislike. So I think the question becomes, will these three, the ones I could remember offhand are Cigar City and Oscar Blues and now Three Weavers.
Mm-hmm.
Will they accidentally knock off the smaller guys on shelf space? I think that's where it's going to come down to.
Mm, that's interesting.
You know,
now you're tugging at my heartstrings.
They're like, we're doing good, but yeah, you just knocked off my Southgate tap handle because.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here, but my local guy's out now because of your presence.
Founders is in that game. They've got a lot of investment group money, more than 25%, like known to be more than 25%.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when that happened, Founders is everywhere now. Like, Founders, all the AIPA is pretty much every store that around here that has craft beer.
Yeah.
Founders all day is there. And is that Founders bumping out somebody independent, or is it bumping out a big beer? It feels like
that's a good question.
It feels like to me it bumps out a big beer because it's usually in with when I'm just going by our local big grocery chain Save Mart. When I go in the Save Mart, that all day is usually mixed in with all the big beer.
So what was given up for that spot?
Right.
That's a good question.
But in Whole Foods, all day is there. You know, Whole Foods is largely craft beer. I mean, there's a lot of buyout beer in Whole Foods, but it's more.
There's a very small corner for the light lager game.
Yeah. And so, and I know Founders All Day is always there. So it's like, and there's lots of Founders in our Whole Foods. So it's like, are they bumping out an indie beer or are they bumping out a buyout beer? Lou, don't do it, Lou. He's going to go. Challenge a dog, barking dog.
That's right.
Wow. How have we not done a perfect pour on the patio here? I don't know. We used to do dork towns at the old house. So we used to do dork towns on the patio like half the time.
Sweet.
That's very weird. Because it's a pain in the ass bringing everything out here. That's why.
Let's make it permanent.
All right. I'll just throw a blanket over it.
That's fine. This is fine.
This is fine.
Harbor Freight blue tarp fixes everything.
$5 blue tarp. It's all good. Be quiet, dog. We're having a craft beer show here.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, that's because the crickets stopped, so the dog had to bark. No.
Thank you. Yeah. We had the moment of nice sounds, and then the dog starts. What else?
Quickly, just a bit of local news.
Local!
If anybody's from the Valley, this is getting super local. Nice. Because you have to be from the Valley
too
to
much
know
local.
Kerman, California.
Ooh, Kerman.
Heard of it.
I've heard of it. Mm-hmm. Been there.
Ate at the Taco Bell.
they've got a little nice tiny little stretch there downtown.
Yep. Yep. Just past Rolinda.
Yep. Rolinda.
They have a craft beer and barbecue joint called The Den.
Ah, okay. I haven't seen that pop up on Untappd, I think. Or somewhere.
Yeah. They're a verified venue, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Kerman bar is a verified venue.
So, I haven't been yet, but the Zacks have been, and they said A-okay.
Oh.
Good food, good
the
beer.
The Zacks approved. The Zacks. It must be fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking might be worth a little trip one of these days.
Nice. Or think how much an Uber would be out to Kerman.
More than it's ever worth.
And could you get somebody to pick you up?
Yeah. You'd always just end up at the Longhorn, you know, puddle jump your way back to Fresno. Wow.
The Longhorn. Where's that one, huh?
Oof.
Oof.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't need to go.
I don't know. You Central High kids.
That's right.
You know all that stuff. I don't know that side as well.
Longhorn.
So we got to check it out. Got a craft beer bar in Kerman.
Heck yeah. Think,
what do you call it? Or is it a bar with a Lou? Louie?
I'm going to say it's I'm going to go with Brew Pub right now.
Okay. Brew Pub?
I'm thinking they're equal parts.
Oh, okay. They're on level of a brew.
Yeah. Think Mad Duck.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, Mad Duck. Now, Mad Duck has buyout beer, but they don't have any. I don't think they have any big beer.
They do have guest taps. I don't know if they're 100%
right.
Craft. I'm sure there's a few big ones. It's Kerman. I'm sure there's a Coors Light tap handle.
Okay. Yeah, they got to have a Coors Light. Come on.
Ooh, what is that?
That's a beer. Nick, jeez.
What is beer?
I love gold!
Oh, man. This is a looking out for beer.
This isn't the Artisan Tea podcast?
Mm-mm. Although, I would totally do that if I was into tea. I've never been able to drink tea. I gotta be able to drink tea, man.
Fresno has a good number of tea shops around. You should do it.
Gotta figure it out. It's something that's brewed. I guess brewed. I have to like it. Brewed.
What's your newest brew?
Looking out for beer from the donated to the show by the Garage Boys. Best Friends Forever.
Oh.
A collab between Pizza Port and Stone Brewing, a pale ale. And now I'll give it to Nick, going from left to right of your podcast dial.
A little ode to Endless Summer, I take it?
Yeah, yeah, it's got the label. It's got definitely got an Endless Summer inspired. We'll say inspired, guys.
Inspired by.
Rip off. Inspired label.
How do you really feel?
Beach Boys were my first band.
Yeah?
9 years old, Beach Boys.
Hmm.
Come on, Pet Sounds, one of the greatest albums of all time.
What? What? Until the Beatles did Sgt. Pepper's.
Well, I said one of. Come on.
And made Brian Wilson go insane.
I'm insane. I can't be as good as the Beatles.
I just spent 7 weeks of my life on this album. Oh, that's cute. We did this in 2 days.
I just walked into the studio. He's good.
I woke up this morning with a song in my head.
The damn Beatles.
He starts doing the...
What else? What else, Nick? Oh, man. What do you think of this BFF first? From the Garage Boys.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know specifics on what specific Garage Boy gave us these beers, but...
I want more pineapple.
Oh, snap.
Is it pineapple or is it mango or something weird?
I'm going to say mango.
Mango.
It's tropical.
The
it's definitely tropical.
The words are way too small.
It's good. It's good. It's a good beer.
It's a San Diego pale.
Mm-hmm. I definitely can't. Not Portland pale.
The motion light is not providing enough for me to read that right now. So I'm going to go with thumbs up.
That's good. It's a good beer. Back to back. Kushnack. Cargo shorts. Great beer. BFF, solid. And that Hoppin' Frog, good coffee porter.
Great coffee porter.
So far, we're doing good.
Matt's missing out.
Matt is missing out, man. Getting paid. He'd rather be paid. Whatever. He'd rather his place of business run properly.
Yeah, what's that about?
What the heck, dude? What else? Is there other things?
That is... Those are my notes for the evening.
Those are your notes.
In my moleskin. My moleskin says boxes are done. Boxes are checked.
The Festival of Dankness is coming August 25th in San Diego, California.
Dang.
A beer festival that's sponsored by Modern Times Brewing, and it is just all IPA-related beer.
Oh, wow.
None of your freaking porters. Or actually, I think there is one. I think I remember being there a couple years ago.
There's one porter.
And there was one. But it's like all friggin' hoppy beers, bro. So.
Nice.
It's, I don't know if there's still tickets left because the tickets have already gone sale.
For you sports
I might
fans,
go.
What's
there's
the over under on hazy versus clear?
Oh, you mean, how many foggy hazy beers? As opposed to a clear IPAs?
Uh-huh. West Coast.
I'm going to say, oh, man.
2-1? Right, 3-1?
2-1. Two foggies to
every
one,
clear.
Two hazies to one clear? Yeah, I would say so. I'd
Safe
go for
bet.
That.
Yeah.
Yep, I think you're right. It's all haze, man.
I know.
You're living in modern, a hazy world.
And it's modern times on top of that.
Right. It's a hazy world. Well, Modern Times, very adamant. Well, one of their brewers, I'm sorry, I don't know her name. They were on, she was on that San Diego guys that do a YouTube show. I believe it's What's on Draft. I hope that's what it is. But they have a YouTube channel. It's very good. All and they right. do a lot of very pro videos. And they interviewed her, and she was very like adamant, like, "Hey, we don't mess with it. We're just basically we do it the right way. We don't, and when you don't put it through these processes, then it turns out this way because you brewed it properly. We don't, you know, there's no like freaking smoke and mirrors done. It's just like basically if you unfilter it and then and it's not it's not like a cop out. You're not like being lazy. It's just that you're not doing this you're not doing this filtering process, but you're still, you know, cause like you think like, oh, you're doing a hazy beer. You just don't want to friggin' do all the work. You're just like, whatever.
Yeah.
And
or worse, the rumors about them adding flour back in.
And, you know, and people have done that, but like, she's like, you know, we do it the right way. We do it the hard way.
Brewed the hard way. I was talking to, Steven, and he says a lot of the haze you could get from extra hops too. A hop haze. If you over hop something and don't whirlpool it or crash it or whatever, get hop haze.
Is he gonna have he's not gonna have a centrifuge of that, right?
Probably
those
not.
Those are expensive, right?
Yes.
How much are centrifuges?
Probably the price of a medium-sized house.
Because I think one of the, I might have been Meyer Tenz, I don't, or somebody else, that are just like, we don't use centrifuges because you want it to look hazy. do we have a tap room update? Can we get we tried to get one last week. We didn't do it.
Yeah. No, I failed to do that again this
Zach's
week.
Zach's Brewing.
I heard the cold boxes
friends
together
of the
now.
Show. Oh,
so cold he's able to together? Cold transfer beers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But are the fermenters standing? Do we have standing fermenters yet?
Last I talked to him, he was setting them up to drill the holes for the feet.
Okay.
Which means after you drill the cement. Holes, yeah, and set the anchors, next step is to stand them up. So they might be up by now.
Ooh. And once those are up, he can start brewing?
Let's see, what's he got to do? No, because I don't think his glycol chiller is set up yet, which will control the temperature for the fermenters.
Okay.
I don't know when that's going in. That'll be when he could start brewing, is when he could control the temperature on the fermenters.
Ooh, man.
Yeah.
We're getting there. It's been a long, long haul for Zach's Brewing. We're getting there. It's going to be exciting one day.
One of these days.
One day. We'll just hang out at Pine and Palm until the meantime. What's up, Roger? Roger doesn't listen anymore, does he?
I don't know. I don't go to his brewery anymore, so it's kind of my fault.
Yeah, come on, Nick.
I do hear he's got a...
I probably was the one that went there last.
He's got a couple new beers out right now.
He has a lot of buzz about the Danky one.
Oh, yeah. Danktown?
Danktown.
Danktown.
I like to think that it was inspired by Dorktown.
Nice.
Danktown name. I like
could
to
be.
Think it.
Royalties.
Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But I like to think it. Well, that's enough culture. I've got another thing that I can definitely wait till next week. We're enjoying
Sorry, did I overculture you?
No, you didn't. It was not. It was just my unpreparedness was the issue at hand. And we're having fun. We're hanging out, drinking beer, podcasting, two of my favorite things in the world.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Ooh, there's two There's two ways you get to participate in the show as a listener. You can email us something. You can record it on your phone. Well, you can just write an email like teet-teet-teet on your little keyboard there, blip blip blip, or more than likely on your phone. You write us something you want us to talk about, or you can record something on that smartphone and email that audio file to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can call the Dorktown Network, Podcast Network, voicemail line, 559-492-0542. And we always start with the emails and email voicemail. And we've got our first one from our Long Beach rep, I believe. Let's check it out. Hopefully it works. Because we're outside and everything's weird.
Uh-oh.
You never know what's going to go wrong. And this is working. Come on, man. Technology. Work technology.
This is great.
It's not, it should play and it just doesn't want to respond. I'm going to, oh man, now it's just frozen. Frozen. My, god dang. Oh boy. How's it going, Nick?
Yeah, it's going pretty good.
Good, good.
I'm drinking some BFF.
Oh, how about those good crickets, man?
They're,
you like those?
They're getting at it.
All right. I'm going to have to
abort.
I'm going to have to abort and go re-energize, go right back into it. All right.
So. I went to Eureka Burger.
What? That sounds like a Binkha drinking episode.
Yeah, I won't tell you what I drink, but I will tell you I had to look the waiter straight in the face and go, I will not be participating in your steal the glass tonight. I'm sorry.
You had to tell him no. You're like, no. I know what you're going to say.
Uh-huh.
No.
No.
Was that the Firestone Walker
it
one?
It was.
I was going to tell you about that. I saw that. I was like, oh, I should tell Nick because he'll probably want to go to this. Apparently, I didn't need to tell you.
No. Well, I was going to be surprised, uh-huh. And boy, was I surprised that, god damn it, it's Firestone Walker.
But it was like very like stouty-esque stuff.
True, but I did not wish to pay double for beers I've already had before.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that. They're like, ooh, look at this beer.
Exclusive.
Had it.
I know more than you.
Had it. But it's $9.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, that's a thing. The steal the glass thing is kind of, it seems like it's changed because a lot of breweries now are making the venue pay for the glasses.
Ah, okay. I should have asked.
They don't give them away as much anymore. I'm sure everything's, you know, every brewery or venue is different, but that it's more, you know, it used to be where the brewery's like, here's all these glasses, bro.
Yeah.
And now the brewery's like, well, you got to pay us for these glasses if you want to have this night. Because it's just more like, I guess these things have become more annoying for the breweries now. The steel glass, tap takeover style stuff, apparently.
So when you're struggling, you get in a market.
We don't have our industry guy here, Matt, to correct us, so we're just going to go off.
Well, yeah, if you're an established brewery in a city, I don't think you need to give away as much anymore.
Right.
But when you're struggling, like maybe that'll help you get your mm-hmm. foot in the door. So yeah. Firestone obviously is well established in Fresno. They're probably like, you could buy the glasses.
Like really? Do what you want, but we're not giving you any glasses.
Although the brewery rep was there drinking at the bar.
Oh, okay.
He's giving out swag to those who are participating. I was like, ooh, maybe I'll buy a glass just to see if I get a sticker or a sign.
I've had that before where the rep gave me something.
Yeah.
For buying it.
But I was like, nah, I don't need more shit.
Oh, you don't need more Firestone. You don't need buyout.
I didn't need a Union Jack placard.
Was there a Union Jack placard?
Yeah, he had the metal sign, metal stamp.
How did you get that?
He gave it to a table. He's like, guys, you've been drinking all Firestone all night. So here you go.
So it was just by his choice.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had hats and a couple. He had a Merlin sign and a Union Jack sign and other stuff. I couldn't quite see what it was. I'm sure it was just stickers and buttons and stuff.
Wow. Yeah, it's like, Firestone?
Firestone.
Had it.
And
there's Navy jets flying well above us, if you're wondering what that sound is. And let's get into...
Back it down, boys. Back out. I told you I was visiting, and it sounds so good. Yeah. But I have to say, I ain't no fuck. I'm a Dapper Dan man. Keep up the good work. Bye.
That's all. We've been waiting for that. We did all that work for that.
Nice.
That's what happened.
That's what... You're welcome.
God dang.
Still better than my stories.
I loved it. I loved it. We're in the voicemails now. We figured out the technical glitch and we're
going. Hey, guys. It's Hoppy Libations, and...
Hi, Hoppy.
I'm not doing anything right now.
Why not?
I wrote down everything that I wanted to talk about so I didn't forget anything, because, you know, that's a problem.
Good job.
So, have a Moleskine?
First of all,
yeah, is it Moleskine?
I am totally down for what you suggested. Like, we got to do an annual Perfect Four Get It where everybody comes, and I think that every rep should bring beer from their area.
Whoa.
Because... I don't know how to mail beer yet. I'm going to figure that out. But I do know how to pack beer in a suitcase to travel on an airplane. So, got that covered. And I think we would, my dad and I would probably go. Because my dad and I take father-daughter beer trips. And,
what?
Like, I know that she's interested in meeting Hoppy Hubs, but... No spouses allowed on our father-daughter
vacation.
Yeah. Nope, just me and my
Screw
dad.
Them.
So I think what we would do, because we've really been wanting to check out San Diego, I think we can make it a trip. Because it's like, what, 5 hours from Fresno to San Diego? So if
yeah,
it's
sure,
a three-day
if you're
weekend
lucky.
Or something like that, because like I do work during
at
the
At three
week,
in the morning.
I think we can have a beer trip for that wonderful annual Perfect Pour Get It. So I am totally up for that.
Damn.
We're calling it the
speaking
annual.
Speaking of Get It, the Florida reps are having a Get It on Ooh. August 4th.
Ooh.
So it's going to be awesome.
Day before 805
and
day.
Yeah,
I
you should do it on 805
Al
day.
Green because
Al Green?
I think he needs to be nominated for Treasure Coast if he's not already. Like whatever the Port St. Lucie
Al Green
Beach
wants
area
to do that.
Is. So I'll go ahead and I'll throw his name in. Al
all
Green,
right.
Treasure Coast rep. I think we have all of areas covered if we have Al Green over there. Everything except the Florida Panhandle. So I don't know. But Hoppy Hubs and I get up there every once in a while because that's where his family is. So I've got some good info on all that. And up in the Florida Panhandle is Proof Brewing. It's out of Tallahassee. And they have an 850 IPA. So could I drink an 850 on 805 day? Asking for a friend.
Sure.
So,
if you can't get an 850.
I have 15 seconds left, so I want to ask about that
Hurry.
Transport vehicle. If that's actually Mikey's job, I need to confirm. So, with 4 seconds left, 3, 2, keep up the good work, guys!
Wow, well done.
Left on a high note. I like
well
him.
Done. What was she asking about if my job is the...
You got the fuel tanker.
Fuel tanker?
Wasn't it a tanker truck? Some kind of big truck.
Yeah.
Sea trucking.
Oh, the trucking. That's Scotty B's trucking company.
No, there was another one with that said C.
Oh,
S-C-A-Y,
yeah.
And
okay.
Spelt properly.
Right. And the on the Porum.
The Porum.
Yeah. I wish. No, I wonder.
Why,
I wonder
you just want to honk the horn all the
yeah.
time?
Yeah. I wonder if having a truck company really does make them. Because I've been to several trucking
yes.
companies. Really?
Yes.
Their offices are shitholes usually, because I've been in several of their offices, so I'm like,
No, owning large trucks is grueling work, but it's very lucrative.
Mm. Okay. I'll remember that.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not my job. Okay.
My job
is entertaining you beer geeks. I wish.
Yeah.
My Patreon's not quite there. It's helping though. I'm about ready to retire. Just couple more golden gods, and I'm gonna retire.
Nice.
Like 200-300 more.
Pet dogs all day and drink beer.
Oh, sounds good. I got a podcast next week. That's about all I got on my agenda.
Got to prep.
Got to start drinking.
Voicemails, guys. We figured out the trouble, and we're headlong.
Hey, Perfect Four. Dwayne from Oklahoma calling in.
What's up, Dwayne?
Dwayne.
Nah, I'm not driving, but I'm drinking.
It's our Western Oklahoma rep.
Bourbon and cigars. Oklahoma night. Chilling.
Bourbon and cigars.
Hey, calling in to let y'all know. Damn. I finally get to have some of the Dust Bowl.
Nice.
Picked up some of the therapists.
Yeah. Therapists? Oh, my God.
Some of the hops of wrath. And got to say, I'm impressed.
Ah, nice.
Boys out in California, they doing as good as they do back here. Salute and props to them.
Nice.
Next thing, remember a couple of different calls. I believe Chew was one of them, and Exo Ferro maybe. about this business of the adjuncts everybody seems to be adding. Yeah, I got to agree, man. Adjuncts, they got their place. But if you're like a brewery here locally, and every single thing you do, you got an adjunct in it, whether it's a sour, an IPA, a stout, a saison. Sorry, man, that just kind of speaks a little bit to me, no matter what some of the experts around try to say. Make your beer. Make a good beer. We'll drink it. That's all I'm saying to everybody.
Word up.
So, signing off here from Oklahoma. Y'all have a good one. And keep up the good work, guys. Oh, Mikey, by the way.
What?
You said you wanted my social media stuff.
Yes.
Twitter.
Oh, I got it right now.
BubbaDog1.
BubbaDog1.
Untapped. BubbaDog IPA.
Ooh.
Y'all be good. Later.
Cheers.
There it is.
Man.
If you're in Western Oklahoma, that's a rep right there.
So, actual Dust Bowl approved Dust Bowl.
Yes. I love that a local brewer is in Oklahoma, and only in Oklahoma, like Central California and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That's just
it makes
fun.
Sense.
It's fun.
And he had the rapist. That's even better.
It's good beer.
It's good beer.
It's good beer. Keep up the good work, guys. We're into voicemails and crickets.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving.
Scotty B.
I'm butt dialing this time. That was a definite butt dial.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And you know who else I butt? I was at work when that one happened. I looked at my phone later. I'm like, wait a minute. It says I called the perfect pour at 10:50 a.m.?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm working at that time. What the hell? Well, also, about 10:55 or something, I butt-dialed my mom, too, apparently.
Hope he didn't talk any mom smack.
Sorry about the butt dial. And I'm okay, guys. That homebrew.
Yeah, we were worried.
It bad to me. In fact, I think it gave me superpowers. Oh, yeah.
X-Men. He's an X-Men now.
Give him super something.
I got a little bit of, but I have, like, the superpower.
Scotty B's an X-Men.
Diacetyl and bubblegum esters.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. There's even a little bit in the beer. I'll pick it up. Thanks to that.
That's a good power.
That 4 or 5 year old homebrew. No, I'm just kidding. No, I can pick that stuff up pretty good though. But anyway, I'm okay. I'll try not to butt dial you again. It's the iPhone X.
It's okay. It's fun.
Facial recognition.
Butt recognition.
It's in my pocket. My face in my pocket.
Uh oh.
Oh, it's got another kind of recognition.
Uh huh.
Bunghole.
A little bit of buyer's remorse with this iPhone X. Just a little bit. I mean, for the most part, it's good, but I don't really appreciate the butt dialing. Well, anyway, keep up great work. I'm driving.
Scotty B. Thanks, Scotty B.
Give you the super ass whooping.
Scotty B's got butt technology on his phone. I like that. We haven't had a ghetto bird visit here. Come on, guys. We're outside. Where's the ghetto bird?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? It's Mike from Canada.
Oh.
Just giving you a shout-out.
Rad Mike?
Mikey talked about wanting to go to Steam Whistle. That's the brewery in Toronto that I was telling you guys about.
Yeah.
It only has one beer. Don't get me wrong. It's a cool place to go to.
One beer.
But, Mikey, if you're looking for a bunch of beers there, you're not going to get it.
You I want a bunch.
There.
Oh.
Sorry, buddy.
Boo. I but can't believe I talked
other
them
things
up.
To do in Toronto. I'm actually calling because I have a beef with Q.
Uh-oh.
And his ultimate
international beef.
And he included the guy from the UK, but didn't even mention the Canadian guy. What's up with that?
Come on, Chew.
Anyways, talking about the ultimate get it, maybe we can do that in San Diego.
San Diego.
What's going on here?
That's a whale's vagina.
December of this year. I don't know.
December.
I'm staying close to, I guess there's a SeaWorld there, and there's some crazy brewery called Modern Times. Maybe we can have an ultimate get it
heard
at
of
Modern
it.
Times. I don't know how busy
it
is.
It's too hazy.
Maybe you guys can suggest somewhere else. I don't know.
Fall Brewing. But, that's the Brewer's Brew.
Fall, yeah. Guess, that's a Brewer's. That's a King's X of brewing.
Oh, shit.
Guys.
Thank you, Rad Mike. Fall Brewing is the King's X. What King's X is, the music. Fall Brewing is the brewing.
Wow. Suddenly it's 1993 and KRZR is back on the radio.
King's X. That's a musician's band.
Oh, boy.
Ask any musician. They know who King's X is.
So, finally, you could walk into a brewery and say, hey, give me a beer.
A beer. Oh, yes. The famous movie thing that happens, like, give me a beer.
Give me a beer.
Like, what the hell? Like, any real environment, you'd be like, okay, what beer, asshole?
What, yeah, what beer?
But in that brewery in Toronto, you can say, give me a beer.
Yeah, give me a beer.
You will get that beer.
Can I help you?
Give me a beer.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. Wow. You're right. It's a good point.
There you go. Finally.
Good point. Finally, we have this.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim calling in.
Hey,
it's been a little
Jim.
While since I've pushed out a Ask Matt the Bearded Brewer some sort of educational question.
He'll listen to this.
Great day to pick.
Good day.
I'd like to see what he has to help me with. Yeah, I got my kegerator set up. Okay. Now, it's a short system, so it's very close to the type of system you're using in the brewery. And I notice every time I pull my first pint off of the home keg, I get a good 3 or 4 inches of foam. And it being the keg in the house, what I normally end up doing is I'll pour half a pint, and I'll throw that foamy pint into the refrigerator, and I'll get another pint, and that'll be the pint I'm drinking. So I've cleaned the beer faucet. I use a bottle brush in there, the blue bottle brush with Sani. I always have a squirt bottle full of Sani. I squirt that into the faucet, make sure that's all nice and clean and lubed up, and then I go ahead and clean it out with a bottle brush before
keep it clean.
I have replaced the coupler washer, and I've ran beer line cleaner through my beer line on a continuous loop for a while, so I know those are clean. I'm pretty sure my beer faucet's clean. I'm pretty sure my coupler's clean. So I guess the question I have that I'm posing is, what type of output pressure should I be running in my keg for a regular short full kegerator? And maybe is that probably the reason why I'm pulling off a foamy pint.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
I can't wait for the show on Friday, and bye.
Wow, Jim, you really picked the weeks.
Yep.
That was a
let's
that
see
was,
what Matt has to
yeah.
say.
Matt, remember this?
We'll oh man, that's week. Mean. He's not even answering him.
Dude, Matt,
that's so mean.
Come on. Jim asked you a real legitimate question.
Wow.
And you're not answering him. That's not cool. Well, that pro tip will have to wait a week.
Yep.
We'll see if Matt remembers. And maybe we'll just try and play that again. Damn it. Because
yeah,
it was that entertaining.
It worked perfectly this week.
Do it. Thanks, the Fontana Jim on social media. If you'd like to answer his question, you're not Matt. If you'd like to answer him during the week on social media, reply to him. The Fontana Jim. He's on all the social medias and that way. Oh my God. Well, okay. One more of these standard voicemails.
Hey guys.
Oh.
It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Here's a little thought I had.
Okay.
You know how there's
no
like a shit ton of cigarette brands?
Oh, yeah.
There's
that one.
Lucky Strike, Marlboro's, Cool, Newport, Kent Box.
Hey, man.
Kent
stick
Soft
cool.
Pack. You know, there's like a ton of brands, but they're all owned by either Philip Morris or R.J. Reynolds.
Huh.
It got me to thinking, a long time ago, was there like some huge craft cigarette renaissance, and slowly all those brands, like, so say at one time Lucky Strike was an indie cigarette brand and Marlboro was an indie cigarette brand, but slowly but surely Philip Morris and RJ Reynolds started like buying them all up to where there's all these brands, right? And people prefer those brands, but they're all owned by the same fucking corporate monolith.
Motherfuckers.
So is that going to slowly and strategically happen with craft beer to the point where you see all these brands and you think, hey, I like that brand over there, but they're all owned and brewed by the same fucking people?
Mm-hmm.
I hope not. Anyway, just a thought. Here
I'm worried about that.
I am doing my rep duty right now by reporting some local news. You'll recall my former employer, Indian Valley Brewing.
Oh, no.
They're actually going to be opening a tap room pretty soon. And that's exciting. I think they're saying probably by September, which means then likely sometime next year. But that's what they're shooting for at this point, September.
Yep, you're right.
So, yeah, one more great brewer opening a tap room nearby.
Wow.
Okay, guys, cheers. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
You might have missed that. He said his former employer.
Uh-oh.
Of Indian Wells.
No.
Yes.
Iron Springs?
What is that about? Iron Springs.
No, because he had... He had a one before Iron Springs.
Oh, okay.
I think Indian Wells was before Iron Springs.
Maybe that was correct then.
Yeah. What happened?
They're opening a tap room.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because, Indian Wells was before Iron Springs, and they were really tiny.
Ah, okay. That's what he was getting at.
So he's probably still, hopefully, at Iron Springs. The producer might be up there.
Whoa.
On Saturday. Friday night or Saturday.
Having a...
So I don't know if...
World Market get it?
Yeah. I don't know if she can go by Iron Springs, but she's going to be around.
Well, then.
Going to be around, so watch out.
Watch
out. That was all the traditional email or voicemails. Let's see if we can get that... The email voicemail's working again. Fire it up. Like, fire up the generator and see what happens with them.
Hey, guys. It is John in Long Beach.
Been John?
A couple weeks. Just wanted to give you a little update on a cool beer festival that I went to. It was called Festival Obscura. It was held a couple weeks ago, but the 4th of July holiday kind of got in the way of me getting in touch with you. But, it was called Festival Obscura. It was the first time they've done it. It was held at a really old cemetery, maybe technically in Signal Hill, but just think Long Beach.
Signal Hill.
And, this is like a 115-year-old cemetery, really old,
bringing back
pretty full.
Feelings.
To benefit the cemetery, because when you get to be an old cemetery and you're filled up, there's not very many new customers coming in, so not a lot of money,
think about that.
And not a lot to upkeep on the place. So, a little spooky, maybe a little more so than your average cemetery, just because it's all sort of dead-looking trees everywhere, and I don't know. It was cool because a lot of good beer, maybe 40 different breweries on hand from Phantom Carriage, LA Ale Works, Smog City. Firestone Walker, on and on. My wife did not really dig it. That was a mistake on my behalf bringing her. She's never been a Halloween fan, and I should have known that this was not the one to bring her to. So the whole time she was sort of like just not feeling it. I thought it was cool. I like Halloween. It's a kid's holiday. It brings you back to being a kid. It was the only thing I would say is next year. It seemed like a success. Hopefully they'll have it again next year. I would think it would be smart to do it around Halloween, maybe in the fall, maybe when it's a little cooler. But it was fun. There was a lot of macabre things going on, artisans and whatnot. Phantom Carriage had like the heirs of Bela Lugosi's family there with all kinds of cool memorabilia. I don't know. It was fun. If you like Halloween, I think you'd like it. And I thought it was a lot of fun. The wife, not so much. Curious what you guys would think about going to a beer festival in a cemetery. But that's about it. As always, keep up the good work.
Dude.
Ciao.
John.
That would be kind of fun in a morose way to be at a beer festival in the cemetery.
I'm in.
That's a genius idea.
And I think my wife, who doesn't drink beer, would be in also.
Like, yeah, that'd be like, oh, yes, this is interesting now.
Yeah.
Finally, you beer geeks found something for me to do.
Would drink in a cemetery. Because we've always talked about New Orleans around Halloween instead of Mardi Gras. Because they do a lot of witches balls and stuff
And a lot of costume
dress up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd rather do New Orleans and near Halloween. I think this would fit really well, like he was saying. A fundraiser at Halloween in a cemetery.
That's pretty cool. I never thought about it, too. Having a cemetery just like run out of space. So it's like, how do you?
Yeah, you can't charge admission.
Right. Yeah. So how do you keep your revenue going? There's just like, because like once you pay for the plot, then you're done. Like,
yeah.
Are you paying for a yearly thing, or you're just, once you pay, it's over? And
no, it's a one-time fee.
It's a one-time fee. Yeah.
And you could buy it at any time. You don't have to buy it when you're dead.
Right.
You could buy it years ahead of time.
And then, wow, that's crazy.
So a lot of their money could have been, you know, already paid for.
Right. And then at some point, you just got to walk away, I guess, as the owner of the place. I mean.
Yeah, how are you going to keep the ground? Who are you going to pay to keep the grounds with no money coming in?
Right. That's crazy.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Perfect Pour?
Hi.
Sean and Janine.
Drinking beer.
Doug and Travis.
Drinking.
Random people.
Whoop, whoop.
In the
We're
car.
Driving.
We're driving. So we had two milkshake IPAs this weekend. Ooh. They were both pineapple variations, and they were both pretty delicious. Janine liked them more than I did.
I love pina coladas, so they were pina colada milkshake IPAs.
Oh, do you like getting caught in the rain?
Maze balls.
One was from Weldworks, one was from Station 26, which we just left. Station 26 is a really cool place, and we got some crawlers to go. It was awesome.
It's an old fire station in Denver, and it's actually pretty cool. They converted it into a brewery, and you can still see the poles.
Hipsters.
And the spots where the fire trucks used to be. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This used to be a fire station. Now we broke.
Pretty grimy, but it's turned out to be kind of boring. I don't know. You guys got something?
I just stuck my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Zinger.
So we're going to go to Four Noses after this. So maybe we'll give you a call after that.
Four Noses?
Potatoes there, too.
Woo! Are they using words?
Bye.
They didn't call us back. That was it.
Oh, man. That was it, man.
Oh, they just had started having too much fun.
They were mashed potatoing. It's getting shorter and shorter.
Wow. We're just not caring anymore now. We're just one note.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
(559) 492-0542 or perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for everyone for participating in the show. Did you recognize that?
16-ounce can.
Oh, good job. Good job.
I love gold.
I like the artwork.
Yep. This was an impossible looking out for beer. Because it is so limited, and we only drink limited beers, so
exclusive.
This is good. Exclusive, sorry. Yes, exclusives. Back to the filter, double IPA, a collab between a collab from Brian from SD Beer Talk with Pariah Brewing and the brewer, the man from Alpine.
What?
So this is
McKillenny?
Yes, Pat McKillenny. And so you got a podcaster collabing with
what
some
a
big shots.
I mean,
yeah,
really?
Was it big? And apparently, listening to SD Beer Talk this week, there's only like a couple cans floating around of this, and we got them. We have four cans of it.
Ooh, we must be rich.
And I was, and I like the Back to the Future reference. See, now,
little hoverboard
back,
artwork.
Back to the filter. Does that mean it's a filtered regular? Yeah, it's a, it looks like a regular IPA from.
Ooh, man.
A non foggy IPA.
That's tasty.
Double.
Mm-mm.
Jeez, this is a double? That's way too clean.
There's like a candy sweetness to it.
Dang, that's clean as hell.
But man, it's good.
There's a whole paragraph back here.
Oh, good Lord. Is that really necessary?
Sometimes a call comes through and you just know it's going to be a good day. Yeah, there's a lot to read, but in this particular instance, our good friend Brian Beagle was on the other end with a simple question. Hey, do you guys want to do a collab with me and Pat McKinney? Naturally, we immediately said, no. Just kidding. Turned down an opportunity to get Mr. Beagle as well as the Maverick mastermind behind Alpine Beer Company on our brew deck? That would be silly. In a time where haze is all the craze, we realized what needed to happen when Pat exclaimed, "We have to go back to the future!" Or filter. Utilizing both new and old school hop variables and varieties, this West Coast double IPA is 50-50 split between fawning into the future and reminiscent about the past. So we got new school technologies with a, they basically kind of made like a classic IPA, but with new school ways.
Interesting. And excellent references riddled throughout.
Very good. We got hops of Simcoe.
I knew that.
Enigma.
Knew that.
Laurel.
Knew that.
Centennial.
Knew that.
And the malts are Pilsner and Gold Pils Vienna.
Interesting.
Good job.
Pilsner malts and an IPA.
I don't know, man. It's working.
I don't know. I don't know if these guys are going to make it. I don't know.
They might
want to try again.
Do you think any Fresno brewers will allow us to have a collab beer?
Negative.
Put our names in the description and our logo on the can. Think that could ever happen for us?
I think 559 still around.
I don't want it to happen there.
You beggars can't be choosers.
When's Roger going to get a canning line?
I don't know.
Start getting some cans for Roger at the Pine and Palm.
Maybe he just likes crowlers.
Crowlers only. Man, thank you, Brian, for this.
Huge thank you.
Sore Eye Suds. SoreEyeSuds. SoreEyeSuds.com. Brian used to do some beer blogging at SoreEyeSuds.com, and now he has the SoreEye Cup as well as the SD Beer Talk. So
he's everywhere.
And that's going on right now.
And he has a regular job. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's morphed his job into, because he's a, you know, in construction.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's doing breweries. Convinced his job to do, you know, build breweries and stuff.
That's brilliant.
God, that's the way that... He's living life.
Well, there's one every one opening every week, there's plenty of work for him to do.
Yeah, right? He's in the right place.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here it is. Have you seen this one yet? There was all the buzz this week on Instagram, on Beer Geek Instagram.
I already had it.
Seven Stills in Stout. It is a barrel-aged Neapolitan milkshake stout, but it's all in and out. It's the can is just super in and out. Like,
yes.
How is it? Because what you're saying, as a design, as somebody that does do some graphic design work, what is it? It has to be like 30% changed, or what's the ratio of when you're doing design work? How different does it have to be from the original before it's legal?
It used to be 10. I don't. Maybe 10%. They did up it to 30.
No, I don't. I'm just throwing
it. But used to be either had to be 10, or it had to be a parody of. Mm-hmm. To fall under parody law.
Well, I don't know. This one might fall under parody law,
but
then.
But 10% made it a new idea, quote.
Okay. If you do more than 10%, you've got a new idea.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Wouldn't everyone just say, oh, this is just parody law? Like, parody law just covers you for everything?
Yeah. I think they've had it around long enough to where they'll see through the bullshit. Mm-hmm. But when you're... brilliant genius a la Weird Al style, you seem to get away with
it. Right. Because this can is, it looks like In-N-Out made it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that.
The colors
blatant.
Are there.
Everything. The logo colors, it's just slight, the words are slightly different. That's the only thing that doesn't match up In-N-Out. It's just like, oh my God, how are you guys doing this? Because I even commented on it.
The
I was like, is this, because it looks like they're collabing with In-N-Out. That's how blatant it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are you guys collabing, or is this, are you just like rolling the dice here?
Yeah.
And they're just like, we're just rolling the dice.
Pretty. They're just going for it.
Yeah, they're just going for it.
And hope they don't piss them off.
Right. And then
that's what it really comes down
just
to.
Did
you do a good enough job to where the original creator likes it?
Right. Yeah. And then the original creator is like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, sorry. Like the Rick and Morty thing couldn't have worked out better.
Right. For Tioga. So it's like, and they're just like, well, and there's all these Star Wars beers. So you're just like pushing the envelope, especially now that Disney owns Star Wars.
Ooh, man.
You don't want to mess with the mouse.
Yeah.
And people still do it. So
Volkswagen's another company that do not mess with.
Oh, they're like,
don't even get close.
A lot of labels get close to that bus. That bus is a popular, the old classic.
I don't think it's the bus anymore that's the issue, as much as it is the V and the W. How they lay out within the circle.
Okay. Like,
that's
nope,
where you,
nope, nope,
yeah,
nope.
That's where they want their money.
Man, so the seven.
The bus
still
is just an icon anymore.
It is. Beach icon.
Beach.
Speaking of Beach Boys albums, Modern Times and Timsicle Brewing. These guys, Touch Tones, a hazy, foggy IPA, dry hopped a lot of times. 6.5%, 16.
A lot.
Oh, direct quote, a lot of times.
Well, this is dry hopped a lot of times. Multiple occurrences.
But this Timsicle is like collabing with everybody. And this seems like the move. Like, if you want to make a name for yourself, you got to see if other people let you collab with them. Then you can start making a name for yourself.
So it's like a 90s hip hop video featuring.
Yeah, right. It's a Run DMC and Aerosmith. New Jersey brewer Beach Hoss. The Ole 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 IPA. Ole 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 O IPA.
Okie dokie.
It's got a soccer theme, obviously. It's 16-ounce cans.
Is that over yet?
No, yeah, it's over now.
Okay, good.
And yeah, France is the champ. Okay, just so you know.
Spoiler alert.
One
thanks.
More. Sorry, bro. Yeah, I know you had it TiVo'd. Yeah. We're going to watch it later.
I was going to go to a bar and demand they put it back on.
Hey,
for
put
me.
It on. One more from McKellar SD. McKellar SD. And this one I just thought, it's just maybe that. It's called Mr. Manager. It's a double IPA, a foggy double IPA. It's got peach, pineapple, and guava.
Yikes.
It just made me laugh because the label, it's a banana. It's that, you know, that McKellar style of labeling.
Yeah.
But it's like a guy who's like, it's like a banana, but he has legs and arms.
Uh-oh.
And it's Mr. Manager, so he has a clipboard and a cordless phone.
Yes.
Like one of those 80s cordless phones.
Right. With the metal antenna.
Right. And he's just standing there with his clipboard, and he's just it just made me giggle. So I'm like, I want that beer. And then there was somebody I was following on Instagram that was like raving about the beer. So I was like, okay, I'm looking out for that now.
And it's actually good.
Yeah. Mr. Manager from McKellar SD, because it's cute. What are you looking out for, Nick? Matt, what are you looking out for? Nothing. Okay.
Great. Thanks.
Great, Matt.
Looking out for Melvin's Asterisk Double IPA.
That's what's called, Asterisk?
Asterisk. That little thing you put above, yeah, that says C below for footnote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Asterisk. Nice, clear, clean and clear dippa. Thanks, Melvin, for keeping it real. And Abnormal's Tiki Life for Me. Island Cocktail Wheat Ale.
Abnormal's?
Yes, new cans from Abnormal.
Louie! Come here, Lou.
Louie's being a dork.
They're canning, huh?
Canning. They got two new cans. They got this Tiki Life for Me, and they had another IPA.
IPA.
IPA. I'm sure they're sold out in milliseconds.
Yeah. Are you San Diegans and your lines? I'm here for the line.
Line Fest, bro.
It's back there. Cool.
Hop Salada. This is the IPA. West Coast style IPA. I guess it's supposed to say hop salad, but
oh, you know, they went for hop the salad.
Spanish influence.
I wonder if that'd be good, hop salad. They don't have that at Jack's.
At Jack's. Or Zach's.
Or Zach's either.
Yeah, I'll get the build your own salad. Sure, what ingredients do you want? You get six. Equinox.
Equinox.
Enigma.
Yeah. Idaho
Mosaic.
Salad.
And I get hop salad. Get the Centennial Chinook.
That's what they should have, a beer restaurant that has that hop salad.
Hop salad. And what kind of dressing would you like? I'll take some lager yeast.
Come on, Stone. I hope Stone has done that, where hops, you have hops as a salad.
As a garnish.
Garnish. Come on, guys. If you haven't done that, that's ridiculous.
Like, it's like when you used to get parsley on the side. Like, do I eat that?
What am I supposed to do?
That's just for looks.
What do I do?
What's going on? It has no flavor, really.
There's no the flavor. What else looking out for?
That is all.
That's all you're looking out for?
Yeah.
Matt, what are you looking out for? Matt. Oh, jeez, Matt. Come
Crickets.
On. That's not cool.
He's looking out for 805 day.
You can't wait for 805 day. Speaking of 805 day, I wrote a page on the perfectboardpod.com/805. If you go there, hopefully I'll link to it in the show notes if you look through the show notes. But if not, perfectboardpod.com/805-2 or just /805. I'll take you there. There's all the 805 talk.
It's all there.
805 day, August 5th. So this was Paul from Fairfax said, "Hey, man, we should do 8 to 5. We make fun of 8 to 5 all the time, but the fact that Paul's idea kind of brings everyone together, and it's a Saturday, right?"
No, I believe it's a Sunday.
I think you're right. I think it is a Sunday. I think it's a
August
Sunday.
August 5 is Sunday.
August 5th at 8:05 a.m. and 8:05 p.m. You have you drink an 8:05.
That's it.
And you're doing it, knowing it, doing it. There's other Perfect Pour listeners doing it with you. And hashtag 8:05 day. 8:05 day. 8:05 day. And I guess, you know, whatever time code you're in, you're going to do it. But then
that's interesting. If
you're,
should we
like,
just make it Pacific time? Yeah, that really screw the East
know.
Coast guys.
Yeah, I know. If you're just like somebody, like, I feel like Chew has this, if he's off work, has this ability to, like, he'll drink any time. So he could drink with all the time zones. Because there's like 4 or 5 time zones, technically.
Wow. Oh, so you're going to go and do Hawaii?
You know, there may be their six. There's a time zone up in Northeast Canada, and I think it actually cuts into Maine, too, where it's actually slightly before Eastern time.
What?
So there's that one. So there's one, then there's Eastern, then there's Midwest. And there's Central? No, wait. That is the same thing.
There's Central, and then there's Mountain.
All right. Yeah. There's the Canadian one. There was Eastern Canadian one, like Newfoundland. And then there's Eastern. Then there's Mount Central. Then there's Mountain. Then there's West.
Yeah, Pacific. And
then, yeah, Pacific. And then there's the Hawaiian Alaska one. That one's called.
Okay, maybe that's Pacific.
So that's 6.
What are we? Yeah, we're Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so yeah, Hawaii's on another one.
Yeah.
They are 3 hours behind us.
North America. Yeah.
Because the time Hawaii's change.
Always
cause time
three
change
hours,
right now.
3 hours behind.
Not always.
Really? Oh, because when it's not daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because Arizona is different. Because Arizona's mountain, and they're different when it's winter. I know that because Get Off My Podcast is harder to record when it's in the winter because Trent's an hour later.
And if you're wondering, Paris is 9 hours ahead of us.
It's a time zone show. We just talk about different time zones. What a great podcast idea.
So
8 to 5 day, man.
Early cheers to Kelly from Who's Craft. She was getting some heat. Posting about the
8:05
day.
Yeah, cheers Kelly for posting that on her Facebook. She posted a link to it and everything. So thank you so much, Kelly. So her normal friends are chiming in.
Yes.
Non-Perfect Pour listeners. Which is always a very, like, a curious, like, experiment in seeing how regular people react to something that birthed from the Perfect Pour. And yeah, most everyone's like, but 8:05 is a crappy beer. She's like, yeah, I know, but you're not getting it. It's fun.
Yeah, but 8:05 sucks.
It's ironic.
Okay, you're just not cool, okay? Never mind. Don't drink beer on 8:05 then.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about
it. You do not have to do this.
But
not drinking is a choice.
I could think of better beers to do that with than 8:05.
Okay, but it's 8:05, guys.
She's like, do you need to see my industry badge?
Yeah.
I know more than you.
Yeah, I know more than you. Okay, I shut up.
Yeah.
Just
industry.
Industry. Industry. Industry.
I have stickers in my car.
Look, there's stickers on my car.
I got coasters.
Yeah, man. Hey, what's been going on in the past week of drinking? We've been drinking. We use Untap. We try our best. I'm Dorktown on Untapped, or you can just search for Mikey Top Pour. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. And Nick is the Nick 80 on Untap, and he will accept your friend request very quickly. He's like all about it. He's on top of that.
On it.
I love gold.
But before that, whoa, got a new beer.
Ooh, that's a good sound.
This has been driving me crazy because it's been in the fridge for a couple weeks. So Garage Boys donated this to the show. Thank you, Garage Boys. Oh, we lost the light, but we're okay.
Back up.
Because I love Otter Pops, frozen Otter Pop treat. I love them to death. I could eat Otter Pops all day long during the summer. And this has got an Otter Pop themed can. This one's called Otter Hops.
Imagine that.
Freaking genius. Milkshake IPA. It's done by Aerolodge. I think just Aerolodge. Thought maybe it was a collab, and it's got the, if you know the Otter Pops, it's got the Otter Pops thing. We're talking about parody labels here and in and out. And this is super Otter Pop. This is just this. I mean, this looks like Otter Pops made this, except it's called Otter Pops. Now I'm going to finally give it to Nick.
No, finally.
Been enjoying this can.
I've been here for an hour now.
It's got like a pink.
Ooh, that
almost like a pink hue in there.
Rosé all day.
Yeah, rosé. Yeah, it does definitely reminds me of the the Full Circle and collab.
The Goldstein's anniversary beer.
Yeah, Goldstein's anniversary. Ooh. Oh, wow. It is very much like it, too.
So did you ever take the
rosé, rosé, rosé,
and crunch them, like start biting down on them before you open the plastic to
mush it up? Kind of soften them up, get them ready. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, this, I guess this does taste kind of like a cherry.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit like a cherry Otter Pop. I guess I can, if, you know, it's in my head.
No, it's very, very fruit popsicle-esque.
This is fun. Fun, guys.
You said this is milkshake? Or?
Yeah, it says milkshake. This
is milkshake. It's even got the little French guy. The French otter. He is very French on the label of this beer right here. Would you like a crepe with this? I would like a crepe with this beer, please.
You want to have a crepe with the beer?
Is the producer up? Can she make us some crepes?
She doesn't normally, but I think she has in the past. She could do it.
Damn it. Where's your crepe oven?
Crepes. So, what have you been drinking this week, Nick?
I opened a rather old bottle that I thought I had completely ruined for hanging on to it for too long. And it was pretty freaking awesome.
Whoa.
So I'm going to say it was possibly 2 years ago. Tioga Sequoia was looking for a new coffee to put in Rush Hour. And so they did three different coffees and had everyone there blindly vote on the coffee flavors. And Valparaiso, I believe, is the one that won that competition. But I had a bottle of Slow Train coffee out of Visalia because I bought all three variants. You could buy all three that day if you tasted them. And so I have all three, and I was like, man, these are getting old because Rush Hour is only like a 5 or 6% beer.
Yeah.
The coffee is going to be fading quickly. Yeah. It's just going to be way different. But as soon as I cracked it open, it was like my coffee pot was on instantly.
Oh.
The coffee somehow stayed around. Either there was that much of it to where 2 years later it's still present.
Still there.
Yeah. Or I just got lucky and had a good bottle, but still really good. So Slow Train, Rush Hour. It was a whale. Now it's no longer.
Now it's gone. You probably had the last one. That's sad.
Could be.
Sad.
I still have my, what was the other one they did? Lana, I think. Lana, Valparaiso, and Slow Train. So I still have the other two coffee beers.
All right. Maybe they're super good, too.
Hopefully they're still super good. Had a... Bringing up Untapped. I got some badges. Thank you, badges. St. Bretta Citrus Wild Beer from Crooked Stav. Found that at the
Crooked
Fort.
Stav.
Crooked Stav. That was a good beer.
Where is Crooked Stav?
Let's see if Untapped will tell us.
Crooked Stave.
Stave.
You went to the fort?
Yeah, I went to the fort.
Mm.
They're not telling. Oh, Denver Co.
Okay.
Denver Co. United States.
Home of GABF.
Probably right next door to our reps.
Yep. Like we've been talking about it this whole time, guys. Now you're all like, "Where's Crooked Stav?"
I like their stuff. They did a petite raspberry that was really good. This Brettanomyces citrus beer was good.
Mm-hmm.
My Eureka Burger beer was a Fruitlands Goza.
What? Oh, you had a Fruitland Goza with your
from
Eureka
Modern
Burger?
Times with my burger. That was okay. It wasn't the perfect pairing.
Yeah,
but it was
don't
good.
Pair a Goza with the burger. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say pick a different burger. I had the Lulu burger.
Lulu. Oh, the lamb burger.
The lamb burger, yeah. I would have gone for an IPA with the lamb burger. The cowboy burger I might have done the Goza with.
Oh, yeah. Cowboy burger solid. I always have the Fresno burger, though.
Mm, the Fresno fig?
Usually. Yep.
The fig would be good with a porter.
Oh, maybe I should be ordering porter.
They got a black butt over there.
Black boot. Yeah, they usually do. They used to have the almond brown from Rogue, but...
Dang.
Now it's the black beet.
They can't buy it because of the label change.
Yep, couldn't do it.
Had a... thanks to Bearded Brewer, who's not here, I had a slow wild ale from Libertine. In a can, 16 ounce can.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
And a 120-minute IPA from Dogfish.
How is that now?
Boozy,
huh?
Yeah, it's triple.
It's good. It's triple.
It's good. It was holding up.
Still good, though.
Like syrup and, you know, caramely syrup, booze. Get you ripped.
Get you ripped. Yes, you drink other things?
Seems like there was one other unique.
Oh, yeah.
You know, found a stray Orderville in the fridge.
Nice.
Drank that.
You're like, bonus.
Bonus beer. Nope. Nope.
Do it.
Nope. I guess that's it.
Ooh.
Noteworthy beers.
Boo. More noteworthy beers. I've had a 6th port of the Spa. Port Brewing's Summer Pale Ale Spa.
Spa.
I kind of forgot that I'm not that excited about this beer. It's, for me, it's very mediocre.
And you had a 6-pack.
Yeah, but I saw it and it was new and fresh. At the market, I believe I saw it at the... No, Fig Tree. It was at Fig Tree.
Oh, nice.
And I was, like, desperately looking for something new. And
right.
That, this is Spock, and I was like, oh, yeah.
That's
I think
me.
I like this beer.
That's me.
And then I came on, I was like, wait, this isn't that good. And I looked at my history, and I didn't rate it that high. I was like, oh, damn. Should have known.
Stupid Untapped.
Now, I don't believe it's because it's a bad beer. I believe it's just my... preference. My preference is not for a Spa.
What? So that brings up a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? So I know there's two personalities here. There's Mikey Top Pour, professional beer nerd.
Oh yeah.
Super and then
pro,
there's
super pro.
And then there's Mikey, average working guy.
Person.
So do you use Untappd to rate beers professionally, or do you use Untappd to remember what you like and don't like?
I feel
you not liking a beer personally is going to hurt the brewery's reputation overall. So now do you feel the guilt and be like, I don't like this beer, but I'm still going to give the brewery a good review?
Well, I for one, don't have enough street cred, I don't think, to affect brewery's rep. So I'm not thinking about that.
Because I'm thinking, like, Untappd should be for personal use. Like, hey,
yeah,
I really didn't like this beer.
I think I need to, yeah.
But it's publicly viewed, so now you look like,
right,
this is a bad
beer. Like, oh, what a jerk.
I didn't,
because I know I see a lot of industry people just won't rate.
Right.
Use Untappd, but just won't rate. Mm-hmm. Because,
but that does nothing for
as
you.
As sort of a respect.
Yeah.
As a respect to fellow brewers, will just like, you know, maybe even if it's a beer they just love, there's like, well, I can't rate people because there's going to be a beer I hate from another brewery. And like, that just looks bad as me as a professional brewer to rate something a two, you know, when I'm a professional brewer looking at it on tap, hoping people rate my beer awesome. So I'll just stay out of it altogether. But for me, I should be doing it more focused on for future Mike.
Exactly.
Being like, hey, future Mike, don't get this beer. You didn't like it.
Yeah.
And if I would have looked at Spa or my check-in before, I would have seen like, oh, wait, I don't think I like this beer. But it had been so long that I was like, oh, this is fresh. This is a fresh label.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm looking for when I'm at Fig Tree or wherever is just like, what's a beer I've never tried? And I was like, but there wasn't much of that Fig Tree, but there was that Spa. I was like, that's new. That's this year's Spa.
Right.
I think maybe I should get that. And I get it, and then I get it home, and I try it. I'm like, I don't think I like this beer. And then I look at my history. I was like, oh, I didn't like it last year either. I should have looked. Damn it. Now I'm stuck with the six pack.
Great.
And I don't have some huge beer budget right now, fortunately. So I'm just like, well, next 3 days, this is my beer. Even though I don't like it, I'm still going to drink it.
Suck it up.
Suck it up.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
So damn it. Damn it. Look what you did, poor boy.
So that's where personal Untappd can save you.
Yep.
But also makes you look like a jerk for bringing beers at twos.
Like, oh, what the hell? I was going to send that guy beer as an influencer, but now I won't. I had an old Pliny.
Oh, did you?
I found an old Pliny. I've been saving it for Bell's for Dorktown, but it's just been so long since we can do a Dorktown. I'm just like, screw it. I'm just going to drink this. It's gone on too long. And it was 4 months old, and it still tasted just fine.
Yeah.
Enjoy myself. Easy drinking IPA. Good times. I was in Eureka Burger as well.
Damn it.
And I had the Skedaddler.
You son of a bitch.
I don't know if I blew the keg or not. But I wasn't that impressed. This is a collab between Stone and Society. And it was a looking out for beer as well. And I was so pumped to see that on the board. I was like, oh, they got Skedaddler.
Yeah, I was jealous.
I can't believe it. And it was just super mediocre for me. Yeah, I mean, apparently it was at the bottom of the keg because you went a day or two later, like 2 days later, and it was gone. So it
disappeared.
But yeah, it was super unimpressive. It was very basic as far as I'm concerned. Sorry.
Wait, did you build it up in your head?
I did. I had it like way built up because society's involved.
Right.
So I'm just like, it's going to be the shit.
It's going to be amazing. How could they screw this up?
Yeah, it wasn't screwed up. It was just like, well, I wasn't.
Screwed up meaning not.
Right. Not as normal.
Not, your socks are still on.
Right. My socks are still, I was expecting socks to be completely blown off and they just stayed there.
Damn it.
Oh, then. A great anomaly at the market in Fresno. I see a tag, $4.99 special. Like, what? Yes,
you have my attention.
Strike Brewing's rally hat, 4-pack of 16-ounce cans, the market on sale for $4.99.
Wow.
When do you ever see a craft beer, a 4-pack of 16-ounce IPA craft beer for $4.99? That's the lowest price I've ever seen that.
I haven't seen a dollar of beer prices since 2004.
Yeah. So I was like, I feel like I don't think I'd ever have a Strike Brewing beer.
Yeah.
San Jose is Strike Brewing. I believe the contractor makes their beer. I'm not certain.
Okay.
I am not for sure on that.
But
so
they have good label art. They come through with the label art.
They have some solid label art.
Like they have the one label that
a lot of baseball themed stuff.
Yes, lots of baseball, but they have one that looks like an old skateboard company's logo.
Oh, okay.
The Santa Cruz skateboards. Yeah. So yeah, their labels
like,
are good.
They have this like, they imply that they're a good thing, and then I think they are, but
So you got what you paid for, in other words,
right? It was $4.99, and so you think there's something, either it's dated or there's something bad about it.
Yeah,
and I know it wasn't dated because I know they didn't have, the market didn't have that beer
for long.
You got to keep people. I say check your dates. You got to keep tabs in your place you buy your stuff at. I have a friend at work, Kevin, that he's into IPAs. He's not a beer geek, but he's into IPAs. And he very regularly buys a six pack that's old of IPA, and he's very sensitive to it being old, like more sensitive than a beer geek usually. He's just like, "Oh, this is skunked. This is old skunked." And I need to tell him, like, you gotta regularly go into your places, your go to places you buy beer, and keep look in on the selection and know what's there and what isn't. So when something pops up, you're like, "Oh, that's new. I know it's okay." And that's what I was.
That's why they invented field notes.
Right. Yeah. You got to keep a little field notebook in your pocket if that's necessary for you. And yeah, keep tabs on everything. I'll even go and when I'm not buying beer, but I'm next door to a liquor store, I'm not buying beer, I'll still walk in there and look. Like today, I went to Whole Foods for completely unbeer related things. Had no money to buy beer. Was not going to buy beer. Didn't buy beer, but I still went over there. Still
just
went
for
over
a checkup.
Yeah, I still checked it up. Still looked at everything. There's nothing new. It was very unnecessary. And then the guy that does the liquor department there came. Like he doesn't say anything to me. Usually I just see him and he just doesn't acknowledge me. But today, for some reason, he's like, "Oh, do you need help finding anything?" It's like, no. Nope.
Slow day?
No. Nope.
What's going on?
I don't know. He was working. He was like, had a hand truck running around stuff. So I don't know why today was the day he asked me if I needed help finding anything. I must have looked more confused than normal.
Because you spent 4.5 minutes and didn't have a bottle in your hand already.
Yeah, probably. Typical beer geek fashion. I keep looking. I swear it's the weirdest thing, man. You look at you're in a store and you look at the shelves and you could just sit there and stare at something. You come back to it 30 seconds later and you see something you didn't see. You're like, "Whoa, where'd that come from? Wait, how did I not see that?" So you got to stare at it, man. It's
every
only
damn time.
It's only natural. So anyway, that's enough of my Bincots. Make sure to friend us on Untappd. It's the best app, dude. Come on. Why, if you're not on Untappd, just do it. Nobody cares how much you're drinking because it's a family of drinkers. Everyone's drinking there. Nobody's going to be like, "Oh my God, you check into a lot of beer." Everyone's doing it. It's fun.
Monday at 11:30. What's going on?
Why are you doing that? It's called a late check-in, okay?
Cheers.
the biggest cheers of all is when we have a new golden god.
Whoop, whoop.
Cheers to Rad Mike up there in the Canada. Michael Radzy one, if you want to follow him on social media, Michael Rad Z-I-W-O-N. What's up, Rad Mike? Thank you for being our newest golden god on Patreon. Patreon is this great website. It's just sort of the in-between with creatives and people that appreciate those creatives. And they're like, hey, I want to give that guy some money because I really enjoy what they do. And we're on there, patreon.com/perfectpoor. patreon.com/perfectpoor. And if you become a golden guy, it's $5 or more. $5 or more a month, you can listen to the tailgate show, which this week was lame. Sorry, tailgaters. How's this for selling our
you're welcome.
It was a terrible one this week, but usually it's pretty cool. Last week, Ed Rad, you could have heard all this unedited Rad Stacy stuff before the episode last week. That's what all the tailgaters heard. So you get bonus audio and just the knowing satisfaction of just donating money to us and helping us get through all the hard times that all these beer podcasts causes.
That's right.
Also, cheers to all these people have been retweeting us our stuff on social media. So anytime you can share us on your social media, it's a big help to us. To Rita 13, which is Ant, R-A-I-D-A 13. Benj Clark, our rep in Santa Rosa, B.L. Clark, he on the social media. The Fontana Gym, Steph, S-T-E-F, underscore Pellerini, P-E-L-L-E-R-I-N-I. So cheers to Steph and cheers to Hops underscore Hound. And just cheers to everyone that supports the show, subscribes to the show, tells their friends about the show, donates to the show, donates to beer, donates money. All you guys, man, really appreciate it. It's fun. What helps us keep going week after week of relentless podcast work. Nick,
here we get
some cheers.
Cheers to Fire Dog Brewing. They seem new.
I think that's John.
Is that John?
I believe that's Long Beach John.
He's a brewing?
I think so. Because there's what's confusing is there's Fire Dog and then there's Three Frogs, which I think is a San Diego brewer that's trying to open up a place. And so John, the Fire Dog, is doing this, I think, doing the same thing. So it gets kind of confusing for us.
Yeah. There is no specific name on their Instagram, but
right.
Extra cheers to them because they are dog friendly and their dog of choice is a boxer.
Oh, nice.
So they win.
Nick has boxers.
That's right.
Bitches. I had boxers growing up. So
okay. You win too.
Yep. I love them.
But
they're the best.
Cheers.
They make that little U when they're excited.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yep. They have the most serious face in the world. Right? They're looking at you like something tragic has just happened.
Uh-huh.
And you think, holy shit, what's wrong with my dog? But then if you look at their nub where their tail used to be, that thing's going 100 miles an hour and you know they're full of shit.
You ever seen a boxer with the tail, full tail?
Yes. It's a death machine.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Your ankles will be bruised.
Bum, 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 bum.
Do not get near 100 feet because that's how they let you know they're having a good time. Yeah. That's their fun meter. And so when their nub's running 100 miles an hour, but their face is dead serious, you know they're having a good day.
Yep.
That's how you know. Cheers to Beery. Oh, great.
Oh, plan. The light goes out just as Nick's trying to find it. Use your phone.
Let's see my backlit phone. Beery Tacos. That's what it was. Beery Tacos. Taco Truck Throwdown is happening this weekend in Fresno.
It's happening right now, man. Thursday and Friday.
So beery tacos would fit right in.
Fresno, taco capital of the world, folks. So every year we have a thing called during a Fresno Grizzly game, which is the AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros baseball team. We have a thing called the taco truck throwdown during the game, and where it's just all the just tons of taco trucks in the Fresno area come together and compete for the best taco while the game's going. So it's an, a pretty amazing event. People from outside, celebrities from this North America come, people from outside of Fresno fly in for this. This is the biggest taco event in the world, I'm going to assume at this point.
Yeah, why not?
And so there you go.
Yep. Number one.
Number one. And it's right next door to Matt. Another event Matt has to be at work 15 hours a day for.
And yes, and we have an update.
Oh, a Matt update?
No, not a Matt update.
Matt update.
A Perfect Pour archival update.
Oh, okay.
So Captain Whiffo, aka Captain Whiffleball.
Yeah.
As Mikey affectionately refers to
him. You're going to say Whiff. It's got to be Whiffball, man.
Whiffleball. He says, episode 123.
Oh, what did we do?
Ballast Point sells out.
Oh, there's the line of demarcation right there.
Perfect Pour's reaction? Crying.
No! I want to drink Sculpin! I remember, like, at that time, too, before that happened, like, getting way into that. There's another one, like, there's, like, a pail or something. Big Fish or something, I want to say.
Yes.
And it was like, oh, I was like getting into it way more than even Sculpin.
Oh, man.
And then that happened. I was like, damn.
Damn you.
I was starting to really get into these beers.
Still way before Watermelon Dorado, so we're okay.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, if you want to hear us whine and complain about Ballast Point, episode 123 is your jam.
There you go. Episode 123 is when it happened.
when we lost our shit.
No!
And decided to give up podcasting. Just kidding. We're still here. Just
kidding. We're still here.
So cheers to Matt for that. Other Matt. Not our Matt.
All the other Matts. There's so many Matts.
And, oh, cheers to Hoppy Libations. Tried to tangent Florida Steve, but... But
Florida Steve do a live Facebook.
He did. And Evil Circle and I were not there to help her out. So United she carried Craft the team. Beer Forum? Yes.
United Craft Beer Forum on Facebook. If you're looking for a group to join,
he does beer reviews.
Especially if you're in Florida, United Craft Beer Forum.
At least once a week, right? He does a beer review live, pretty much live Facebook video.
From his kitchen table, it looks like. He's like, oh, I'm going to drink a beer. I always think, like, as a married guy, I'm thinking, like, where's his wife right now? How are they getting away with this?
Oh, you know his secret.
Think I could do that.
He takes her a glass every now and then.
Yeah.
He splits the pour and goes, BRB, you know, technical difficulties. Just kidding. I'm taking my wife some beer.
Yeah.
So he hooks her up. I think he makes sure it's okay.
Oh, for Steve. Good husbanding.
Yeah.
Great husbanding. All right. Well, that's all our cheers to everyone, I think.
Cheers to Bells from Dorktown.
Oh, I've heard of that guy.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
You know, he keeps me on time, if you know
what
I mean.
He's underrated for his goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he got you hooked up, huh?
Yep.
Nice.
So big cheers to him.
Nice. Did you get that payment to him?
No, I needed to get some payment to him.
Okay. We'll work that out.
Yes.
Big cheers to Bells from Dorktown Podcast. By the way, we'll guest on your podcast. Nobody asks us to guest. I'm like, we'll do it. Just ask us. Jeez, figure it out.
Yeah. We got plenty of time.
Don't be a jerk. Yeah, we all the time in the world.
Remember Growler Radio? I was a guest on that show.
Growler Radio. That's right. I remember that. Those boys. Growler Radio always references. Somebody's been listening forever. I've told this like 20 times, but when we're thinking about starting this podcast. There were like three not brewing, but just beer related, craft beer related podcasts that weren't about brewing.
Yep.
There's like three. And I was like, nah, there's too many. We can't do a craft beer podcast. There's too many. There's three.
Yeah.
And one of them was Growler Radio. So and I'm wishing Growler Radio was still around.
Three whole podcasts.
Yeah. And that was too much. Damn it. Like, oh, that's too much.
Go away.
Can't do a podcast. There's three of them already. Now there's 8,000 beer related podcasts. Whatever. I'm not bitter. Hey, perfectpourpod.com. That's our blog.
Close your moleskins.
Yeah, close the moleskin up. We're ready. We're coming in for a landing. At perfectpourpod.com is the website. And at perfectpourpod is all our social media handle. That's all you need. And thanks for listening to us. Have fun. Check your dates. Tell your friends about us. Yep. And we'll see you next week. Hopefully Matt will be here. And it'll be fun.
Variety is spice of life.